neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Mitzvah that is brought into Atana Adusha is HaChodesh Hazeh Yelachem Rosh Chodeshim. So this is the first Rashi that Atana Adusha starts with. So Rabbi Yitzhak asked, so why we're not commanded about this mitzvah in the beginning of the Torah? So this mitzvah is postponed later on in Parashat Bo, before Am Yisrael will come out. So the question is, why Hashem waited so long to inform us about the Kiddush HaKodesh is called? That means to set off the month or the year, the calendar year, we had to have two witnesses to inform us about the Hilul of the month, Molad it's called, the beginning of the month. So now the question that he's asking, he says, this month for you, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, what's it Lachem?
Because of this unique, biggest occasion that happened in the life of Jews to become free, this is like they are born again and this is the new year you start. Means that from today you count your life anymore.
Hazal Bar, very nice. So Lachem means?
For you.
For them?
No,
not me, for them.
For them? Lachem.
For you?
For everybody. All of us.
You put tefillin for you or for your friend?
For myself.
Yourself?
So when you say Bikyat HaLevana, who do you say it for? For yourself? Yeah?
Yes.
So you don't need to say Lachem here, no? Does it? No, it doesn't need to say. So now here, the question that is asked, that actually it says this month is the beginning of your calendar. So you have to start a calendar with Chodesh Nisan. This is the first month. So you're not permitted to write one, you have to say January. Okay, you're not permitted to write two, you have to say February. It's not permitted. The beginning is Chodesh Nisan. So now the Gemara asks, how come? Because it's a discussion. Tishrei, there's a question that the world was created in Tishrei or Nisan. Which one? Chazai Baruch, Nisan. Very nice, very nice. Which one you like better? The discussion, Nisan or Tishrei?
Nisan.
What's the difference between Tishrei and Nisan?
Nisan is graduated.
Ah, beautiful. So Tishrei is Midat Gevura, is Jabarut. But Nisan is Rachamim. How do we know? How do you write Tishrei? Tav, Shin, Resh. So it goes from... it goes from end to beginning. Tav, Shin, Resh. So Zohar Gadosh explained this is Dinim, which is Makus. Yes. Right. See, in Persian it's a Makutz. Is axe or kets. Or kets, that means to take out. So a person is an axe. That means you take a person and you print them. They call it makus. They got it from Hebrew. Yes, exactly. But axe, makus, axe. Right. That's what the Persian they use. But it's actually Hebrew. So now here, Tishrei is Tav Shin Resh. Chodesh Nisan is Aviv. It's called Chodesh Aviv. Aleph Bet is from beginning and then it goes to Bet. So it's Rachamim. So now here we have a mitzvah. It's called Kiddush HaChodesh. But why? What's so special about the moon? What's so special about it?
The Shekhinah.
Moon is very anav. Is it?
Yes.
No, it's not anav. Now don't say yes anything I say.
No, it was anav that became anav.
No, but what happened? What's the story? So he came to Hashem and said that he cannot be two kings with one
crown.
Why? Because Hashem created both that they had lights, right?
Yes.
So now Hashem said, oh, you're right. So go and t'ma'iti et atzmech. He said, oh, you have to give up your
light.
Good?
Light.
So that's why moon doesn't have any
light.
That's why in Mizmor after Mincha, before we start Mincha, you know what Mizmor it is? Mizmor Lam Naseach HaLegitit, which Mizmor in Tehillim? No guess, it's okay.
80
Chazak Baruch. 84. How did you know? He says, Shem Yeshumaren Elokim Hen Vechavod Iten Hashem. So that means Ribono Sholam is compared to Shemesh, sun. Moon is compared to
Shekhinah.
Moon is compared to Shekhinah. But why? So now when Hashem told the moon, go make your smile, what moon could say?
Why he doesn't go?
He said, I don't want to. No?
Yes.
Yeah. He said, no, I don't want to. Why are you pushing me?
So what the reason that Hashem did Teshuvah on this, especially that he did this to moon?
Now, that's the whole thing. That's the whole thing. This is a very, very powerful message that we make a Kiddush HaHodesh even right now. We can be Kiddush HaLevana. But why? Because that's the whole code here. Before Am Yisrael, they came up Mitzrayim. Hashem said you have to. Hashem waited from the beginning of the creation till now to come out. Why? Because the message here is that you look at the moon, what do you see? What do you see?
The small.
No, you see the symbol of humbleness. And that's what exactly the whole point here is. You know, people, they like to move from one block to another block. Is it easy?
No.
No, it's not easy. From one city to another city, is it easy? One country to another country. Is it easy? It's impossible. Here, after 210 years of Israel, they becoming
out free.
They learn. They don't know where to go. They have no idea where to go. One star motel, two star motel, zero star motel. It's under zero star motel.
Parahut.
Yeah. What they gonna eat? Nothing. And that's what exactly the whole message here is. That this mitzvah was told right before they come up. Why? Because that's the whole point here. Yehudi should never, never, ever, chas v'shalom, would have any doubt that Hashem will leave him alone. That not's gonna protect him. He's not gonna take care of him. And how do we learn? Every month we have it. You know, sometimes people go out of the city and then when they come back, the car is completely gahr. It doesn't start. What do they do?
Jump it.
Every month we have to jump ourselves. It's like a jumper cable to remind ourselves that how the moon, like we see, beside when? Motzei Shabbat is a tiny bit. Now it's a little bigger. Because Hashem is going to come out. Now you see more and more and more. We get bigger and bigger, bigger, bigger. And that's what Yehudi should always, always have in mind. Chas v'shalom, never get scared, never panic, never have del hore. Because everything, chas v'shalom, that one imagines that, God forbid, it's not going to work out, it's going to work out exactly
the body.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.